Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. A grand jury in New York voted to indict Donald Trump for his alleged role in covering up hush money payments to an adult film actress, several news outlets reported. The Manhattan District Attorney has yet to announce the felony indictment, which would be the first criminal charge ever brought against a former American president. Mr. Trump has denied wrongdoing in the case. It is one of several legal challenges that he faces. Finland will become part of NATO, ending a long-standing policy of military neutrality after Turkey's parliament ratified its bid to join the alliance. It won approval from Hungary earlier this week. Hungary and Turkey continue to oppose Sweden's accession. The Nordic countries had sought to join NATO together after Russia invaded Ukraine. Finland shares a 1,300-kilometer-long border with Russia. The Biden administration condemned, quote, in the strongest possible terms, Russia's arrest of a reporter for the Wall Street Journal on charges of spying. Russia's domestic security service claims Evan Gershkovich was gathering confidential information about Russia's military factories. He is the first journalist working for an American paper to be detained by Russia for alleged espionage since the Cold War. German inflation fell from 8.7% to 7.4% year on year in March, as the spike in energy costs caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine subsided. The figure was higher than many analysts predicted and small compared to the drop in Spain, which saw inflation rise by just 3.3% year on year. An estimate of Eurozone inflation will be released on Friday. Weaker rates of inflation will bolster calls for the European Central Bank to pause raising interest rates. It next meets in May. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, said the EU must have a bolder approach to a more assertive China in a speech ahead of a visit to the country next week. Mrs. von der Leyen called for stricter controls over trade in sectors with military importance, such as AI. She also implied that the EU-China Commercial Pact, agreed in 2020 but never implemented, might be shelved. Ukrainian officials admitted that Russian forces have had some success in their assault on Bakhmut, a contested town in the country's east. Ukrainian troops, however, are holding on, according to the army. Meanwhile, Rafael Grossi, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, visited the Zaporizhia nuclear power station, which is occupied by Russia, and called for, quote, every possible measure to protect the plant. Disney, an American entertainment company, fired Isaac Perlmutter, the chairman of Marvel Entertainment, a small division responsible for comic books and some consumer products. The division, which Disney acquired in 2009, will now be merged into larger business units. Mr. Perlmutter had reportedly clashed with Bob Iger, Disney's chairman, on several issues. His sacking is part of a larger purge to cut $5.5 billion in costs. And fact of the day, 71%, the expansion of India's GDP over the past decade. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.